She was born Helen Cathcart in Husovice, Czechia, on 1st May 1894, the sixth daughter of Anton Kafka, a shoemaker, and his wife, Maria Stelik. When she was 2 years old, her family moved to the Bridgeton neighborhood of Vienna, the imperial capital and home to a Czech migrant community, where she grew up. Helena was a good student and worked hard. She received her first Holy Communion in St. Brigitta Church during May of 1905 and was confirmed in the same church a year later. After 8 years of school, she spent another year in housekeeping school and, by the age of 15, was working as a servant, a cook, and being trained as a nurse. At age 19, she became an assistant nurse at Wine City Hospital. This was Helena's first contact with the Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity, and she was immediately moved to become a sister herself, and on October the 23rd, 1915, became Sister Maria Restituta. She made her final vows a year later and began working as a nurse. Now, by the end of World War I, Sister Restituta was the lead surgical nurse at Magdalen Hospital in Vienna. She had never heard of Adolf Hitler and could have never imagined that one day, because of this man, her beloved nation would be annexed into the German Republic. On March the 12th, 1938, the Austrian Nazi Party pulled off a successful coup, taking control of the government. The unforeseen and unimagined had come to pass, and Hitler now controlled the once proud Austrian nation. Sister Restituta was very outspoken in opposition to the Nazi regime. When a new wing to the hospital was built, she hung a crucifix in each of the new rooms. The Nazis demanded that they be removed, and Sister Restituta was told she would be dismissed if she did not comply. One of the doctors on staff, a fanatical Nazi, would have none of it. He denounced her to the party, and on Ash Wednesday, 1942, she was arrested by the Gestapo as she came out of the operating room. The charges against her included hanging crucifixes and writing a poem that mocked Hitler. The Nazis promptly sentenced her to death by the guillotine for favoring the enemy and conspiracy to commit high treason. They offered her freedom if she would abandon the Franciscans she loved so much, but she adamantly refused. She wrote from prison, "It does not matter how far we are separated from everything, no matter what is taken from us, the faith that we carry in our hearts is something no one can take from us. In this way, we build an altar in our own hearts." Although many nuns lost their lives in the extermination camps, Sister Restituta would be the only Catholic nun ever charged, tried, and sentenced to death by a Nazi court. Now, an appeal for clemency went as far as the desk of Hitler's personal secretary and Nazi Party Chancellor, Martin Bormann. His response was that her execution would provide effective intimidation for others who might want to resist the Nazis. Sister Maria Restituta spent her final days in prison caring for the sick. Because of her love for the crucifix, or rather, the one who died upon it, she was beheaded on March the 30th, 1943. As she approached the guillotine, wearing a paper shirt and weighing just half her previous weight, her last words were, "I've lived for Christ. I want to die for Christ." She died on Tuesday of Holy Week. She was just 48 years old. Now, fearing that the Catholic Christians would promote her as a martyr, the Nazis did not hand over her body. Rather, they buried it in a mass grave. Sister Restituta was beatified on 21st of June, 1998. Now, during a beatification, Pope John Paul II had said, "Looking at Blessed Sister Restituta, we can see to what heights of inner maturity a person can be led by the divine hand. She risked her life for her witness to the cross, and she kept the cross in her heart, bearing witness to it once again before being led to execution, when she asked the prison chaplain to make the sign of the cross on her forehead." Now, many things can be taken from us Christians, but the cross, as a sign of salvation, will not be taken from us. We will not let it be removed from public life. We will listen to the voice of our conscience, which says we must obey God rather than men. Blessed Sister Maria Restituta, pray for us.
When you don't his plan. When you can't trace his hand, trust his heart. He sees the master.